morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. I just love talking about plants and helping people with their plant questions. So you are welcome to call us at 1-888-45-2967, or you can text me at 236932. Lizzie, help.
You can text us at 23680. That's 23680. We need to have like a, what's that called? The intravenous
coffee drip.
Yes, before, because we're here at like 5 o'clock in the morning anyway. So
yes, exactly. Well, it is going to be that kind of day today, which is good because it's beautiful outside. I will tell you, this week, the coming next 6 months are going to be gorgeous to be outside in Florida. It's going to be nice and cool, 70s and 50s next weekend for Halloween. So I'm really excited about it. Also, too, I saw today that that we have a 10-inch deficit in rainfall for the year. And, you know, what I want to say is that don't want anyone to panic and start watering more. Just we water 2 times a week now, and that's all we need to continue to be doing. You know, that deficit is Mother Nature's responsibility.
That's true.
So we don't have to water more. But coming up in 2 weeks, November 7th, we're going to be pushing our water, falling back on our watering. And so we're going to go to 1 time a week watering, and that's all we need to do during the wintertime. So this is just a heads up that if you're watering more or if you're watering 2 times a week, maybe just start weaning your landscape off of the irrigation and starting to stretch it out just a little bit. Stressing out your landscape, it will push those roots down a little bit deeper. And so that's going to be better for the landscape. We don't need to be watering as much in the wintertime. But also, too, I have to tell you, this week I had a client call and she said, Teresa, my staghorn ferns aren't doing well. And she says, I think it's too much sun. And, you know, we hung her staghorns on a brick wall and they look gorgeous. And so I didn't understand. I said, okay, I'll come by and check it out. And when I went to her backyard, the neighbor had cut down all the trees on the right or the left-hand side. So the staghorns were all in full sun. And I went, whoa, that's a big shock. So it wasn't anything that she could do anything about. So I just advised her. We talked about taking the staghorns off the wall and not till the trees grow back. But we may have to think of something else to do with them. Also, too, this was a great week for getting a lot of responses in email from listeners. I was just really so pleased. So my daughter-in-law, Amber, she sent me this beautiful picture of this flowering, pink flowering grass. And she said, what is this? And I said, that's muley grass. And then back to back, I had another client email me and said, what is this grass that's blooming? And it's pink muley grass. It's a native Muhlenbergia capillaris. And then I had Beverly in Tallahassee. She sent me gorgeous pictures of the muley grass in her area. And so you can go onto Facebook and see Beverly's pictures. But it is a wonderful grass. It is great for attracting butterflies. It is very drought tolerant, takes full sun. And my landscaper malpractice has what happens when you plant muley grass in the wrong area. And so you'll get to see those devastating pictures in my next newsletter. And so I just want to give a shout out and a good morning to Jim and Bob and Mikey. Mike in Venice, he sent me pictures of his favorite rake, based on the dirty word of the day, which I do in the second hour. And his rake was really cool. So I appreciate him sending that. And also a big shout out to Gary, who always listens to as well. So I appreciate all that. Lizzie, how was your week this morning?
This week? Cannot complain at all. It was amazing. How about you? How was yours?
Just busy. It is just so busy. And, you know, it's hard to understand when you have clients that you say, can we do this and this and this? And we've already got our week scheduled for landscaping. And most landscapers and most installers, they already have their projects installed or scheduled. And so would you call and say, can we do this? And it's in the middle of the week, or it's, you know, not their week to get attention. It's really hard to say no, but it's just been super busy. We have a great show for you today. Christmas is only 63 days away. And so do you want to provide the perfect gift for that beginning gardener? Leah Brooks, she's going to join us in our first hour. She's going to tell us how she feeds her family by growing her own fruits, herbs, and vegetables. And she's been on before, and she's just a delight. So I'm so excited to have her on again. And then in our second hour, we have Lance Walheim. He is a longtime Better Lawns and Gardens guest and expert, and he has the wonderful gardening series, Gardening with for Dummies, Gardening for Dummies and Lawn Care, and he has an excellent citrus book. So we're going to be talking about citrus today. He is going to give us his recommendations for selecting citrus for your landscape. Should you even do that right now? And we all know that citrus greening is out there, so he's going to talk a little bit about that. And also, too, those super books that he has for Christmas for your favorite gardener. And so, again, we're also taking your gardening questions. You can get on the board by calling Lizzie at 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. Then you can also, you can also contact us on the webpage. And so betterlawns.com, you can go on there and you can answer, you can ask any questions you'd like. I did have Kevin. He asked, hi, Teresa, there's a very sweet scent in the air after sundown and before sunrise that I only noticed in the past few days. I think it's too early for Carolina jasmine. So what smells so sweet right now? Well, Lizzie, I got to know where he lives.
Oh, that's very important. And the listeners, whenever you text or call, immediately let us know where you're calling from so we can, you know, figure that one out.
Right, because it could be the bakery shop.
Right, or if you're in Tallahassee versus Central Florida versus Miami.
Exactly. So, you know, always, you know, let us know where you're from. So Kevin, email me back and let me know where you are, and I can guess what kind of plants are blooming that gives you those great scents. So grab your coffee and your tea, because we definitely need it this morning. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Marriage is one of the most rewarding and challenging of all relationships. In their book, Love and War, John and Stacy Eldridge describe marriage as bringing together a man and a woman who by design are completely different. They say it's like taking Cinderella and Huck Finn, tossing them in a submarine, and locking the hatch. Does your marriage ever feel that way? Like the walls are closing in? Look, marriage is hard, even when times are good. So wherever you find yourself today, God's Word has some helpful advice. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. This means to serve one another in love and put your spouse's interest ahead of your own. Why? Because that's what God had in mind for marriage. It sounds impossible, but that's where Jesus comes in. When we follow Him, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, the power to experience real marriage. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Do you take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use, and I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget did I take that pill or not, because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-613-1842. That's 800-613-1842. 800-613-1842. Call now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And we are looking at wonderful weather this week in Florida for you to be out there and gardening and trick-or-treating and all the wonderful outdoor activities that we can do here in Florida. But I have to tell you, we are just so Florida. You know, one of the women who work at my printers, I walked in and picked up some plans that I had printed out. And she was wearing a big Aaron sweater.
Good for her. Good for her.
And she just said she just felt like wearing a sweater. And I just said, oh, we are so Florida. It goes down to 60 degrees and we're going, yes, sweater time. So back with us this morning is my dear friend, Leah Brooks. She is a wonderful mom. She is a generous community and school gardener. She helps educate so many people. She has helped over 1,000 families start, maintain, and expand their backyard, patio, basement, and kitchen gardens. Leah, good morning. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Good morning, Teresa. I'm so excited. I'm up early today because I'm planting strawberries and spinach today in my tower garden.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you grow your strawberries in the tower gardens, is that right?
Yes, I do. And they do so much better there because they get watered regularly, fertilized regularly. They're up off the ground. The pollinators can see them. So we get less disease and healthier plants. So, yes, and my spinach, because spinach, you know, it's hard to grow in Florida and needs a cool environment. And that tower, the circulating water, keeps the spinach cool. So I'll grow spinach all the way through May, even June.
Wow, that's incredible. And so these tower gardens, they take up, how much space? And versus regular growing in a raised bed or in the landscape.
Oh my gosh! You know, when I first started growing, that was three houses ago, and I had this little 5x5 space. No, it was 5 foot by 10 foot space in the backyard, and I could not fit a regular garden in there. But I could fit three tower gardens. I had over 100 plants growing in that little tiny space, like tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce. So it's 2.5 feet wide. They range from 5, so you can get them 6 feet tall if you want to reach up that high. And you can grow between 20 and 72 plants on a tower garden in that little 2.5 foot by 2.5 foot space.
Wow, that's amazing. And so what would you estimate? Because I know it's just an estimate. What would you estimate how much food you grow or how much you harvest?
You know, it depends, again, if you're growing organics or what you're growing, but at least $100 a month worth of food, you know, at least. And we had a farm in Atlanta actually catalog everything and weigh everything, mm-hmm. and they came up with $798 in 6 months worth of food. And then I have a vegan friend, and she came up with over $1,000 because she was comparing to organic prices. So, wow. Yeah, it's a lot of food.
It is. And, you know, in this, you know, the benefits of growing your own food, what do you see that, you know, people who don't grow theirs would what would you find as a benefit to growing your own food?
I cannot imagine eating the lettuce from the grocery store right now, Teresa. You know, it's horrible. And, you know, in Florida, we get 90% of our produce from that Arizona, Mexico, California area. That's over 2,000 miles away. And on a good month, it can take 3 weeks for that to get here. But can you imagine right now how long that lettuce is traveling to get here?
Yeah, even if you could get it.
Even if you could get it. And people are telling me it just tastes horrible. I haven't tried it. But I've had so many new customers who have said, I just want to grow lettuce. And I'm like, that is so easy to grow in your backyard inside your house, too. Just walk out and pick it and eat it fresh. And it's still alive. You know, it's still got those enzymes in it.
Okay. So tell people, you know, the Tower Gardens are a closed loop system that uses technology. Yes. So how do they work?
If you've been to Epcot, you've seen that technology. The closest system is a recirculating water. So instead of putting fertilizers and water in, you know, dripping it, and then it goes into the ground and then into our water table, this just keeps recirculating. So we're using 2 to 10% of the water as you would in a ground garden, and we're using 5% of the fertilizers that you would in like a traditional hydroponic stacked pot or raised bed. So it's very environmentally friendly, and it's also cheaper to maintain a system like that. You're not buying as much.
And so this is something that somebody in an apartment or a patio that has a little balcony that they could use, you know, that they could grow their own food there too as well, right?
I have customers in all walks of life. You know, I have customers, like I have 2 acres, but I want to put fruit trees on my 2 acres, and I want my garden to be a smaller area in my backyard. I call it a kitchen garden. I can walk out there and I can harvest something every single day from my kitchen. And I can grow, for example, lettuce again, because it keeps the plants cooler. Then I can grow lettuce even in the summer, which is amazing.
Okay, so that also helps with your maintenance, because, you know, vegetables and fruits and herbs, they kind of need daily attention. So when you have it right off of your patio, you're going to see it more frequently. And so what are the, you know, what kind of maintenance do you do?
Well, it's, you know, I have to add water to it, and then I have to add the it's fertilizer. It's really just minerals. It's called the Tower Tonic. I add that. So when I add the water, I add the minerals, and then I adjust my pH just like a pool. That just takes a couple minutes to do. I don't have to weed. I don't have to add new soil because it's hydroponic. It's aeroponic, actually. The biggest thing for most people, most of my customers, the biggest thing that they need to learn is, how do plants grow? How do I harvest my squash? How do I make sure things get pollinated? Other than that, it's kind of set it and forget it.
Wonderful. That is great. So speaking of pollination, because your plants are out in the open, your Tower Gardens are out in the open. So do you still get lots of pollinators, butterflies and bees?
I do, because I do plant a lot of flowers, and I teach people to do this. I plant flowers around my towers, so we attract those in. You know, we can grow, like if you're growing in a poolside area, that's fine. You're not going to have pollinators, but then we're going to switch the crops up. We're going to pick like a parthenocarpic cucumber, which doesn't need pollinators. It's similar to a seedless watermelon. Mm-hmm. So really depending on, you know, I'm really hands-on with my customers. And before anybody even considers buying, I want to talk about what they want to grow, where they're going to put it, how much sun they're going to get, how much experience they have, because all of those things make a big difference in how I teach them. And then and everybody has success. I make sure that they have success.
That's so important. So, you know, even in landscape design, you have to, if they're not going to be eating it or they're not interested in it, then they're not going to take care of it or, you know, harvest it. So it's just going to be a waste. So I appreciate that so much. So what is there a benefit against insect and disease when you use a tower garden?
Yes, yes. Because the plants are getting watered regularly, they're in a great environment. They're like little babies in there, you know, getting bottle fed, basically. They have they have a really robust immune system. They're full of phytochemicals, the essential oils, and that will actually repel pests. It's interesting. When I see a plant start to decline because of whatever, its lifespan is up, I'll see the pests come in on it. When a plant is very healthy, it repels the pests. So I say we have about 40% less pests, and we don't have to deal with the ground pests. We don't have to deal with those crazy nematodes that Florida is famous for.
Well, I had you scheduled in November to come on and talk about Tower Gardens, but I was concerned about Christmas and getting, you know, Christmas gifts, you know, on time. So are you experiencing any delay issues, you know, getting your Tower Gardens?
Not at the moment, but I'll tell you, over the pandemic, we ran out like 3 times and we had waiting lists. But right now, no issues, but my sales are up. I would say it's hard to even quantify. Like yesterday, I sold 5 of them. It's just crazy the way sales are going right now. So if somebody is interested in the Tower Garden, I would certainly start looking at it right now. Like give me a call or message me and let me get you a quote, figure out where you want to grow. And then you can start talking to, you know, your family about, is this something that we want to bring in to help with our food security in our household?
Because this is, it is an investment. So where can our listeners get more information on Tower Gardens? What's your website?
So my website is Leah Brooks, LEAHBROOKS.towergarden.com. But I prefer, like, don't buy off my website. Give me a call or send me a text because, when people just go and buy, sometimes they buy things they don't need or are not going to, you know, like, if you don't want spinach, then I don't want you buying a big baby greens kit to grow spinach in. So my phone number is 386-473-2638. I'll say that one more time, 386-473-2638. And they can email me too, and that's fine. I'll send back information by email. And my email is gardensmarter@gmail.com.
And you're also on Facebook.
Yes, Leah Brooks on Facebook. Yeah, you can find me there. I post a lot of information about gardening, not just in the, I don't just want to sell towers. I want to teach people how to garden. And that includes, if you're going to have food security, you need to, you know, do some fruit trees and do some pots or do a little raised bed garden so you can grow your root vegetables because you can't grow those in the Tower Garden.
Right. Well, Leah, thank you so much for coming on. I certainly appreciate it. And I'm just amazed at how much food you grow and how you educate others on growing their own food. I think that's really important right now.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to go plant my strawberries and keep listening.
Okay, save me a pint. I would love that. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You got it.
Thank you. That's Leah Brooks, and you can give her a call at 386-473-2638, and you can email her at gardensmarter@gmail.com. Now it's your turn to get your garden questions answered. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967 or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. free.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Marriage is one of the most rewarding and challenging of all relationships. In their book, Love and War, John and Stacey Eldridge describe marriage as bringing together a man and a woman who by design are completely different. They say it's like taking Cinderella and Huck Finn, tossing them in a submarine, and locking the hatch. Does your marriage ever feel that way? Like the walls are closing in? Look, marriage is hard, even when times are good. So wherever you find yourself today, God's Word has some helpful advice. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. This means to serve one another in love and put your spouse's interest ahead of your own. Why? Because that's what God had in mind for marriage. It sounds impossible, but that's where Jesus comes in. When we follow Him, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, the power to experience real marriage. This is Brian Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-531-1550. That's 800-531-1550.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is the time you've got me. You can ask me any questions regarding plants, you know, trees, shrubs, whatever you're doing in your landscape. What is this? I can answer that. I do my best. And you can call me at 1-888-455-2967. Lizzie will take you and put you right there on the board. And then also you can text me at 23680. And I just appreciate those of you who have already done that. Tyler, he said, I just transplanted my bougainvillea and the whole plant wilted. Is there any chance of recovering from a transplant shock? Yes, there is. And the secret is going to be watering it well. Now, bougainvilleas do not like water generally, But when you're transplanting a plant, especially a large one, you're going to want to water it really well the first few days before you start digging those roots and transplanting. Okay, so that here's my process. You water it well 2 to 3 days ahead of time. Then you root prune it, which means you just take your shovel and dig down and just cut the surrounding roots. You don't want to dig it all the way out of the ground, but just dig the roots on the side, chop them down, and you know how you can feel when you're going through a root. Chop those, and then water it again for another week to 10 days. And that's what that's going to do. It's going to send the plant into shock. It's going to start sending out new roots, and it is going to go through a little, you know, stressed out period, but it won't be as harsh on the plant as if you just cut it all out and moved it. Okay, so now Tyler, you've already cut it and moved it without the root pruning. So you're going to want to definitely just water it well for the next few days. Don't fertilize it. That's going to add a little bit more shock to it. Fertilizer at its base is salt. And you think of those roots that have been cut as kind of like wounds. And you don't want necessarily want to put that liquid fertilizer on a transplant right now. Then water it and then kind of ease up on the watering. When you see new growth on it, and you will start to see new growth on it, that bougainvillea should last, then it's going to be just fine. And then once you see new growth, then you can add the fertilizer and start maintaining it like a regular plant. So I recommend that for all my plants. If it's a 1 gallon or a 3 gallon, you may not have such an issue. But if it's larger than a 3 gallon, you definitely want to think about root pruning first. So appreciate the question, Tyler. I hope it helped. Just water it really well. And speaking of watering, I'm too excited. We, like I said earlier, we have over a 10-inch deficit for the year. It's been really dry this month. And tomorrow, we should be getting rain throughout the state. You may not be, you know, getting it brief, but, you know, just a brief shower. But we are getting rain tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that. Let's go to Al in Tampa. Good morning, Al. How can I help you?
Yeah, I have a question to ask. I live in Tampa, Florida, and I had to get rid of a grapefruit orange tree 3 years ago because of citrus canker.
Uh-huh.
And I want to put, I have a big backyard, it gets full sun. Is a black mulberry tree appropriate for this area and is got any negatives where it's more prone to insect problems and also citrus canker?
No, black mulberries are wonderful to grow. Even in Tampa, that it's a great area. It is native to the state of Florida. So you can go ahead and plant that mulberry. Just you want to give it, you know, a lot of full sun space to grow because they do get big.
Yeah, well, there's three different types. The black seems to be, it wouldn't get more than 30 feet. There's other types of mulberry that, I don't know, I think it was red I looked up, but the black seems to be a smaller of the mulberry trees.
Yeah, but 30 feet's still big.
Yeah, no, I understand. And the fruit is pretty good to eat. It's like...
It's wonderful.
Okay.
You'll have share with the birds and the animals. But they can have the top portion. That. When it gets 30 feet tall, the birds can have the top canopy, and then you can have everything underneath.
All right. I appreciate that. You take care and have a good weekend.
Thank you for listening, Al. I appreciate that.
I have a question about a mulberry tree. Uh-huh. Now, does it need a partner for it to produce?
To have fruit? Yes.
Yes.
No, it's a little early for that talk this morning. But, you know.
You saw me stumbling over my words, trying to use the proper.
Properly. There's children listening. And so, yes, no, they do not need another mulberry tree. So that's wonderful. It's a really good choice. But now you might have mulberries coming up. Like I said, it is a big tree. And it's just wonderful. It's a great wildlife attractor. And they're delicious to eat. They're long berries. And I love mulberries. Just wonderful. All right. Let's go to my other question here. So I had Glenn send a question into Better Lawns and Gardens website. And he said, I have mushrooms growing in one spot in my yard, and the grass is St. Augustine. What can I do to get rid of them? And so it's another great question because people see these mushrooms and they just say, oh, that's not good, that we have to get them out of our yard. So mushrooms are, they're produced by spores that are from millions of spores that fly through the air, okay? And these spores spread and they germinate and then they fuse together and they grow into what's called mycelium. And these mycelium is the actual organism from which mushrooms are created. So I love this comparison on the mushroom appreciation website, okay, because we do have to appreciate mushrooms. I love mushrooms. The mycelium is the tree. The mushrooms it produces are the apples. And the spores created by the mushrooms are the apple seeds. All right, so the mushrooms are the seeds of, you know, the organism. So I love that. So, Glenn, you don't have to do anything to get rid of mushrooms. They will disappear within a week to 10 days all on their own, especially as your ground dries up. The mushrooms are spread by spores that, you know, are passing through the air until they land in your yard. And they could come from your neighbors or from a passing car or an animal passing through. The good news is that your mushrooms, too, shall pass. Okay? And so make sure you're not overwatering your turf. You don't want to have really moist soils because that's going to, you know, be encouraging. It's going to be just the right environment for them. They thrive in moist conditions. And it's easy to get them when we have such a long rainy season. So as fall approaches, Glenn, and as our soils dry out, then the mushrooms are going to disappear. Now, if you get mushrooms in the same area every year, then next year, starting in June, you can spray a fungicide in the grass. But this also means, Glenn, you're not going to be a fungi next year. All right. So sorry, Lizzie, I couldn't help myself. I just had to say that.
I keep my mic shut off because I am rolling in here with your puns. That is awesome. I love puns.
I do, too. I just love words. But I do hope it helps Glenn to know that your mushrooms are not a big deal in your yard. So don't worry about that. All right. So also, too, if you are wanting to know what will be growing, what you should be growing this time of the year, in South Florida, you can be growing impatiens, alyssum, and dianthus. Look for everything in the nurseries, what they have on. Go ahead and put those beautiful spring annuals. You can also be planting herbs right now. You can use transplants or seeds if you don't need them before Thanksgiving. And then you can grow dill, fennel, parsley, and cilantro this month. And then also in South Florida, you can start planting the cool season crops like beets, English peas, carrots, and onions. Also, too, in North Florida, you can start growing the petunias, Shasta daisies, and foxgloves. These will all survive the wintertime. You'll be able to grow them through about March, April. And then also bulbs, daffodils. You can be growing such daffodils like Carlton, Fortune, Silver Chimes, and Sweetness. October is the perfect month to be growing your herbs. And then also the same South Florida cool season crops. And Central Florida, the same thing. You can try planting, or not try, but you can plant the herbs. And then also you can plant the beets, Brussels sprouts, carrots, and onions. So this is a time to call. Jean, hang on. We're going to be taking your call next. So you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Florida is kayaking country. Kayaks are a great vessel for exploring the state's beautiful waterways. But it's important to be prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. Get your boater education and learn about you and your craft's abilities. It'll help you have a safer, more enjoyable time on the water. Before you go, know your limits and always wear your life jacket. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is the time to get your questions answered. You can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. My text messages aren't moving very quickly, so I want to make sure that they're working. So you can just say good morning if you'd like, and that'll be wonderful. Let's go to Jean in Winter Park. Good morning, Jean. How can we help you?
Good morning, Teresa. I have an area of my yard that I haven't used for quite a while, and unfortunately for me, a bunch of honeybees, I think, have moved in. I have a decorative windmill, and I went back there, and it's alive with them, and I want to get rid of them, but I don't want to hurt them, and it's an item that can be picked up and moved away. But I don't know who to contact to suggest having them come over, take a look, see if they're the good bees, if they can take them out, and they can have them.
It's wonderful you called. And there are quite a few bee removal companies in the Orlando, Central Florida area. So what I'm going to suggest to you is I just found four of them just by Googling. So if you will just Google in your internet and just put bee removal companies Orlando, they will all come up. And I know that they'll all want to help you.
Good.
All right.
I don't want to get hurt. I don't want anybody else to get hurt, but I don't want the bees to get hurt.
Right.
I know they're beneficial. They're something we really need, but they need to get out of that area so we can get back to a sprinkler system that needs to be adjusted.
I appreciate that. I'm so glad that you're concerned and that you're making the right steps. Good for you, Jean.
Good.
All right. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I appreciate it. Roy in Windermere, how can we help you?
Hey, Dr. Teresa. This is your patient calling you. I gave
I gave your assistant the wrong diagnosis here. I think I told her figs. I was looking at my figs, but really I'm calling about a papaya tree.
Okay.
I topped it, and it's still growing back. And this is the first time it bared fruit for me. And once it bears the first time, I'm getting a lot of new growth on the bottom. Will it bear a second time?
I don't think so, okay? It just depends on the weather this winter. It may, if we keep up with the heat, start to produce more flower seeds or more flowers, but they're not going to be able to last through the wintertime, so I don't think so. You may have stimulated the fruit production, the flower production, but it's not going to last through spring.
Through spring. And then I topped it, but it's regrowing again. Somebody said to cup the top so it doesn't keep regrowing to get taller.
No. Why do you want to keep it topped?
So I can pick the fruit off. my buddy's got one and it's 30 some feet tall. I said, how are you ever going to get the fruit off of it?
Oh, they're you're going to share with the nature and wildlife. But I would say if you want to keep topping it, you can, but the winter is going to top it. So, you know, whenever you cut a tree or a plant, it just stimulates new growth. So you're going to keep seeing the new growth and it's going to keep on growing. But we've had a couple of winters of really warm temperatures. So the papayas really haven't frozen back yet. But, you know, you never know. And when you cut and you have that new growth, it is going to be more susceptible to freezes. So I definitely would just stop cutting it. Just cut it maybe once or twice a year and that's it. But then let it get through winter and Mother Nature is going to prune it back for you.
Okay. If you got time, I got one more question.
Sure.
My memory's so bad, I couldn't think of it when I was talking to your assistant. You know, but I have grass clippings because I get a lot of times I got five dogs in the backyard here, so I don't want them tracking in the grass. So I pick up the grass clippings in the back, and I've got eggshells. I crush them up and put the grass clippings in a compost. Is that good?
Yes, that's very good.
Okay, how about if I spread it on top of my plants, like after my plants are growing and.
I would not spread your grass on top of your plants. I would put everything into your compost pile and then put the compost pile, once it's matured and aged and, kind of composted, then it breaks down. Then I would put that on your plants.
All right. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Why I'm saying that is because, Roy, if you have any weeds in your yard at all, and you just put your grass clippings and the weeds on top of your plants, and you're going to spread those weeds.
They're going to be in my garden.
They're going to be in your garden. So go ahead and compost them. Get the heat to break down the compost and kill the weed seeds, and then use it.
All right.
Thank you so much. You've been a good patient. I'll send you my invoice.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you. Good morning, Beverly. How are you this morning?
So far, so good. How are you?
I am great. I posted your beautiful muley grass photos this morning on Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page. It was just great photos.
Well, and the county, maybe it's the state, I guess it's the county, they planted them in these huge drifts along the sides of the main artery roads and stuff. And, oh, my gosh, they're just exquisite this time of year. I didn't have time to get over to the big sweeping road, but that's just the pictures I took are just down the road at the Greenway. So
that's,
you know,
wonderful.
Leon County's got a couple of woke people. I shouldn't say woke, that's the wrong term, but
well,
you know,
in the morning you can say woke.
Yeah, people here really care about the environment a lot. So anyway, I don't have much to report, which is a good thing, but the hummingbirds are definitely gone.
Okay.
There's lots of insects in the air. When I look out the window, the sky is just full of moths and butterflies and dragonflies, and I think they're probably all kind of getting ready to stock up for the winter. And, of course, up here we can grow those root veg. This is the time for carrots and Brussels sprouts and broccoli because we've got that. Last week our low temperatures were in the low 50s.
I think that's wonderful. Send it on down. Now, I just want you to be looking out. Tell me when you start seeing robins, okay? Because I'm looking for those. That's what I want.
And also, if you have, as I learned sadly last year, if you have purple martin boxes, this is the time to clean them out because they'll be sending their scouts down in a month or so. And the goldfinches, put out a goldfinch sock. They'll be here soon, too.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love it. I'm always jealous when I hear people or see photos of goldfinches, and I just want to see one in my yard so badly. And
you have to court them. You know, you get that thistle sock, and whether they come or not, you put it out every year, and it took me about 3 years to get them to come, and they will... When they have their babies in the spring, early spring, those socks, you look out the window, and they're just golden. The finches are just covering the thistle socks. It's a beautiful thing to see, Teresa.
Well, I'm so glad you called this morning, Beverly. Thank you so much. Keep sending
care.
Those pictures. All right.
All right.
So that's wonderful. So the text message line works, and so everybody is checking in this morning. So checking your text mail. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much. And then John in Orlando, he's listening, and thank you. And it says, can you please give us Leah's phone number and website on Tower Gardening again? Yes. So let me give that to you. Going back through here, let's see. Leah's phone number is, and I'll say it really slow, 386-473-2638. And her website, I did not get that one, but give her a call. She'll tell you her website, and I'll get it back from her. I'll have her text it to me right now. Thank you so much for all your calls. We're going to have Lance Wilhelm joining us. He's the author of Gardening for Dummies series. He also has written a fabulous book called Citrus, and he will tell us how to harvest citrus 10 months out of the year. Stay with us. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
They say practice makes perfect, but practice can also save a life. It can save your teen's life. Inexperienced driving is the leading cause of teen vehicle crashes. Your teen needs practice behind the wheel. Practice driving with your teen at different times of the day. Practice when it's raining and when the sun is shining. Practice in the evening when it's starting to get dark. Practice in an empty parking lot. Practice on the highway in rush hour traffic. Just practice. It can save their life. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Many people struggle with depression. Hi, I'm Representative Cindy Ryu from Washington. 16 million adults are living with major depressive disorder, and there's a new category of treatments becoming available called prescription digital therapeutics. They're app-based technologies that use high-quality software to prevent, manage, or treat a medical condition like depression. If you think you may be experiencing symptoms of depression, talk to your doctor and learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.